this morning we have a guest joining us here in studio. Emily Kringle is with us this morning. Emily is a registered dietitian with the Cass County Health System. And, you know, we're going to talk about how healthy are you eating this summer when you're on the run. Emily, how are you this morning?
I'm great this morning.
Okay, I won't ask you what you had today for breakfast because...
I did okay today, but some days I'd have to kind of be a little careful what I said.
Do registered dietitians sometimes fall into that trap too?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I think sometimes I want to run through the grocery store and cover my cart so no one sees what I'm really buying. But I try to eat healthy, but we all, anything in moderation, it's that moderation word that's the trick.
I know our lifestyles seem to be hectic, but are they really that much more hectic than our parents' lifestyles were and things? Do we not have the time, or do we just convince ourselves that we just don't have the time to be able to sit down and put together a nice, freshly prepared meal?
It does take time. Sometimes it's just the thinking about it and planning that helps immensely. And it might have been a higher priority with our parents. I think everybody wants to do that, or they want to provide healthy food. But if you take a little time planning, maybe it will pay off hugely in the end. And we'll talk about some of those ideas here this morning.
Are there common mistakes that we make with regard to our eating habits, especially in the summer months?
Well, probably, I don't know what the deal is. The summer months and the heat affect people differently. The busy activities may think, oh, we're just going to stop at the drive-in and pick up food, or we're just going to do this. Other people, sometimes their appetite is, the heat bothers them and they don't eat as much. But then they might drink calories that are high and they're not getting the nutrients. So
yeah, we sometimes fool ourselves into thinking that we're not quite as hungry. We don't eat as much at dinner. But if we looked at all the calories that we're pulling in by the things that we drink, the snacks that we might be snagging here and there throughout the day, we might be surprised how many calories we really are ingesting.
Yeah, Jim, you and I need between 18 and 2100 calories a day. And some of those drinks that are could be healthy type foods might have 700 calories, approaching half of what I would need a day. And sometimes when we drink those things or we drink a sweetened beverage throughout the day, we don't think about all those calories we get without really providing any extra vitamins, minerals, protein, fiber, that sort of thing. But just quick, easy things in pre-planning. Okay, I think you told me, Jim, you like to grill some food on the grill. So Saturday night, we grilled some chicken, but I got extra chicken so we can have barbecued chicken sandwiches tonight. And also, the grocery stores are great. They have pre-packaged, pre-cut vegetables in a container that you can put on the grill while you're grilling your meat. Mm-hmm. So you can kind of round that out with those things. And also, it doesn't take much preparation, a little bit, but you could add some fresh strawberries or melon to kind of round that out. And those things seem to taste really good when it's really hot outside.
Well, and they're fresh this time of the year.
Yes, yes.
If you don't enjoy those things now, you're really missing out.
Right, exactly. So
we sometimes, we have all kinds of excuses. Like, for example, we don't want to heat up the house any more than we have to, so we don't want to use the stove, we don't want to use the oven during the course of the day, so we grill out. Well, how do you, it's difficult sometimes to do different vegetables on the grill without a lot of work, but there are some opportunities out there where it's pretty much already done for us.
Exactly. There are some salad makings, which also seem to taste very good this time of year, that are ready to go. In a bag, not many preservatives. They'll have the dressing, et cetera, there. And a variety, just different kinds of coleslaws, chopped salads, and then different mixed lettuces with the vegetable, and may even have the dressing right there. So maybe a little bit more expensive if you actually put it together yourself, but it's you save on the time, and it's there. You don't heat up your house. It's all ready to go.
If something's in a can, in a box, in a bag, already been prepared for us, don't we sometimes look at it as not being necessarily fresh fruits and vegetables anymore? So does that change our mindset?
I think there's this, and I have been very guilty of this, of downplaying processed foods. Mm-hmm. Well, anything that's even cut or frozen is a processed food, and some of those things are grand. Canned fruits and vegetables, if sodium is an issue, you can buy reduced sodium or no added salt canned vegetables. Frozen vegetables, frozen fruit, canned fruit, they're quick, simple, sometimes less expensive. And those are a quick, easy way to add to your grilled meat. Mm-hmm. And those canned vegetables could be heated up in the microwave very quickly. So can the frozen vegetables. So.
And you made a comment to me earlier off air that if that's all you're going to get for vegetables, at least you're getting something.
Exactly, exactly. Don't, you know, because people will say to me, oh, but is it okay if I use canned fruits and vegetables? And yes, yes. In fact, some people prefer that because they don't spoil as quickly.
Mm-hmm. I understand sometimes it can be difficult to be carting the children around when you're going through the grocery store, but you made another important point here off air before we started today, that sometimes it's good to have the children take ownership of the meal preparation.
Exactly. If they could pick something they want to fix during the week and pick out the vegetables that go with that. I think of maybe quesadilla, or you could grill your meat and fix some peppers and shells and put that together, or anything that maybe the kids could help fix that or see that. I've been involved in the farmers markets, and mm-hmm. it's so fun to see the kids come and pick out some things that they're going to take home and have, like kohlrabi that looks like that little spaceship, and then maybe they'll take more interest and try that at home.
Absolutely. And maybe get involved in the meal preparation there too. Mm-hmm. Make it a family affair.
Definitely.
We also have so many more opportunities. Farmers markets and those types of things have been around forever. But we know a lot more now than we used to, and we're more creative sometimes with those efforts. The produce in the park thing, for example, is one. Take advantage of those things. They're great opportunities.
We have several farmers markets in Cass County, and so there's several different opportunities throughout the week to get those fresh things. At Produce in the Park, there's a chef dish provided every evening, so people can kind of expand their horizons and think a little differently. Last week, we had a mixed greens with a rhubarb dressing, which you wouldn't really think of that. I think this week we're going to have a vegetable salad that has red skin potatoes, green beans, and red onions in that. So, you know, it's a little different way of thinking of vegetables, that it's not maybe the heat up the house type baked potato or whatever. Like
absolutely.
That.
Well, you mentioned rhubarb. Then you got my attention right there. And especially when it comes to the children, too. It's been hot out lately. We all know that. The easy thing in the world, the easiest thing to do is to sit indoors and not go outside. Now, we're not talking about going out and, you know, getting heat exhaustion
heat
stroke.
No.
But the exercise part of it is also an important part because, you know, then you're going to start to desire some things, too, once your body starts burning off those calories. Water is very important. We mentioned some of the drinks that we ingest. You know, water is always one of the most important things, too. We watch all those little things.
Yes. And water is the most important nutrient. And some people say, I don't like water. Well, I just read a recipe today that I thought sounded great, where you sliced up a lemon, some mint leaves, water or sparkling water, and a couple halved cherries that you picked off your cherry tree. And just let that kind of sit in the refrigerator a while, and you'd get those fresh flavors together. Some people put a sliced up cucumber in their water. I like plain water, but some people, they like that different taste. The activity you mentioned too, Jim, is so important. I think for all of us, the recommendation for both our children and ourselves is that we get an hour of activity a day. Now, it doesn't have to be all at one time. And an hour, if you think about it, you think, really, an hour? Can't I get an hour? But sometimes we don't. So, and for those when you and I grew up, you know, the neighborhood kids played outside a lot. That activity of just playing is so important, too.
Absolutely. And you don't have to go out and run a marathon. You don't have to beat yourself into the ground.
No.
Do whatever is comfortable, whatever your doctor says is good for you. You know, you think about it, when we walk through the Cass County Memorial Hospital or any other local hospital, we see the Diabetes Center. One of the greatest ways to not have to go there on a regular basis is to get proper exercise.
Exactly. You just hit it right on the head. There is study that showed that if people would exercise 30 minutes a day and cut their calories just a little, that pre-diabetes would not move into diabetes. That activity is so critical. And it can, and we've just gotten spoiled. We have electric garage door openers. We have remote controls. We have cell phones. Now we have these little vacuums that move around when we go home. I mean, most of us don't have that. But any activity is better than sitting on the couch for extended periods. And we just need to try to, there's a little saying, don't watch the dog walk, walk the dog. And if you take your dog for 3 10-minute walks, that's 30 minutes. So just any activity is better than sitting with a bag of chips in your lap.
Yeah, because that's what we end up doing, isn't it? Which leads us to those bad eating habits, which is what we started talking about to begin with.
Yes, it just kind of becomes a vicious circle then, I think.
That's right. Very good. And yeah, and folks can always look online. There are a lot of resources out there to find some quality things. But again, an event like Produce in the Park, stop by. You'll find a lot of great ideas. You'll be amazed. It's not just baskets of things you can buy. There are all kinds of important pieces of information to help you live a better life.
Yes, exactly. That's the whole purpose of Produce in the Park.
Absolutely. So eat healthy. I know it's tough sometimes, or it seems like it because you're so on the go, but it doesn't have to be. With a little advanced planning and preparation, it's amazing how much better you can start to feel. Emily, thanks so much for coming in.
You bet. Thanks.